Demonic influence, oppression, and possession are still very real in our world today. We'll look at a few instances of what seems to be police encountering the demonic realm. We'll look at what the Bible has to say, and more importantly, what you can do to protect yourself from the demonic fallen realm. But first, let's talk about the sponsor of today's video, and that's eWin Racing. eWin Racing is an 8-year gaming chair and desk company that's been making computer chairs for working, content creating, and video game playing. They reached out to me to be a sponsor for today's video, and it really was a godsend, and I'll explain how that happened. But just to talk a little bit about the chair came in a great packaging. It was super easy to build. It came with all the tools that was necessary for it to build. It probably only took me about 20 minutes max, and I was filming it the whole time. The chair has a lot of great capabilities. It's got a lumbar support. All the plastic pieces that go on it are snap-on with magnets, which I thought was really handy compared to my last chair that I built. The head pillow as well goes on magnetically, which is super nice. The chair can support up to 400 pounds, and the armrests can move practically in any position that you would need, up and down and side to side, which makes it really nice for editing or if you're playing video games. People didn't like my last chair for some reason. I heard it a handful of times in my comments section, so hopefully they'll like this one better, and I definitely do. And really, it was a godsend how I got this chair and how it came about, because my last chair that I was using was becoming so uncomfortable that I couldn't even edit some days. There'd be a day or even 2 days sometimes, or I couldn't even get a video done because that chair was so uncomfortable and my back was hurting so much from it that I couldn't even get an edit done and sit in the chair, because these videos take up to 10, 12, sometimes 16 hours or so to make a long full-length video. So I'm very happy with this chair. It's way more comfortable. It looks super nice. It's super high quality, and I definitely highly recommend it to anybody who's looking for a gaming chair or a chair for editing or anything where you're sitting in front of a computer for a long period of time. You can get 20% off on the website if you use code SLING. You can also click the affiliate links that I'll leave in the description below and in the pinned comment. And this supports the channel as well, so your support is greatly appreciated. Thanks so much, and thanks to eWin Racing. Now let's get into the video. These encounters that we'll look at may or may not be genuine, but the spirit realm is completely real, and spiritual warfare absolutely is. We'll cover all of that in this video. The first instance we'll look at is a group of officers in Russia who claim to be encountering a demonically possessed woman up this stairwell. We don't see the woman, but the screams and the conversation seem as if they're saying what they are encountering is a demonically possessed woman.
А ты его видите в углу?
This next clip is from a group of officers who go to an Airbnb that was owned by a woman who said when she came back from shopping, the door was left open and no one was allegedly in the house, according to her. But as you'll see, when the police go in, some very strange things start to take place.
At first, it seems like an empty house, but as the officer moves on, unexplained things begin to happen. As he heads up the stairs, watch this bedroom door. It seems to open all by itself.
Anyone inside, make yourself known.
Did you see it? As he rounds the corner, this door is already moving and already opening. He's immediately rushed by footsteps running towards him. But when he turns, there's no one there.
This next clip is from a police interrogation where the person revealed that he was having voices telling him that he should kill one of his ex-girlfriends. The man was actually arrested for murder in the first place. This is something we've heard many times over the years, and we know that demons can get into people's minds. We'll look at the biblical point of view of that in just a moment, but here's a clip of the man revealing that the voices were telling him to kill his ex-girlfriend.
Carl, a deceivingly reserved person, has had a most turbulent past, and one of his ex-girlfriends, Bobby Elder, was able to see his darkest sides. While dating, Bobby recalled that at one time, Carl allegedly pointed a gun and threatened to shoot her, while simultaneously attempting to take his own life with the deadly weapon. The traumatized girl would remember what he said during the terrifying incident for the rest of her life. "The voices won't stop telling me to kill you, Bobby."
This is similar to the story of the demoniac who, when Jesus encountered them, the demons started talking and saying that there were many demons within the person and that their name was Legion, speaking out of this human being. Another instance of this is when Jesus gave power to his disciples to use his name in deliverance scenarios, and his disciples came back and told him about this in Luke chapter 10, verse 17, and that says, "The 72 returned with joy and said, 'Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name.'" This next video is a few years old, and it's allegedly from police encountering a possessed witch in Saudi Arabia. We'll look at this clip and then one more encounter on tape, and then get into the spiritual warfare aspect of this and what you can do to protect yourself and to remain completely safe in this spiritual war. I'll read Ephesians 6 on this spiritual war concept as we watch this clip, and this is in reference to the armor of God, a very important tactic in spiritual warfare. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." The next clip we'll look at seems to be a video of a woman encountering a demonically possessed object that then possesses her. But before we look at that, I want to point out a few references in the Bible to what seem to be demonically possessed or demonic type objects. First off, many occult practitioners use objects and do rituals with these objects to charge them with evil energy. And four instances in the Bible of objects that potentially had demonic attachment to them are the golden calf idol that supernaturally formed in the fire while Moses was up on the mountain in Exodus 32:24, the robe, silver coins, and bar of gold that Achan took from the Battle of Jericho that caused Israel to lose their next battle. This led to him and his family having to be put to death in Joshua chapter 7. A third case is the people who gave their life to Christ and brought out all their books on magic arts and burned them in front of all the town in Acts 19:19. And a fourth possible occurrence is in Revelation 13:15, when the image of the beast receives breath and causes people to worship the first beast. This last video we'll look at is our last encounter video that was caught on tape, but this one actually seems scripted to me, but I thought it was worth pointing out in reference to objects having demonic attachment, which I do believe is real. But again, this one seems scripted to me, but I thought worth pointing out while we're on the subject. This clip is from a woman who was walking around in a store. This board game or something falls off the store shelf. As you can see in the clip, she starts to become possessed really during this. After she touches the object and puts it on the shelf, she starts screaming, falling on the ground, convulsing, which is very similar to what takes place during true demonic possessions. But to me, again, this seems scripted. The people around it seem a little bit too odd to me, how the man is acting. The woman on the phone next to her, you can see here, I'll clip to the point where everything in the store kind of jumps up. And then you can see as they walk off the screen here, then the object falls back on the floor. Again, this really just seems all too perfect and just, yeah, really just too perfect for this to really be the case. So in my opinion, this seems to be scripted, but again, objects, from what I understand, can have demonic attachment, and the occult absolutely believes this. They do many types of rituals and things to charge objects with demonic charging and other strange occult practices with specific objects. This is a good time to point out that if a person is demonically possessed and gets rid of that spirit, that if they are not filled with Christ, then seven more demons will come back and cause even more havoc than the first one. Matthew 12:43-45, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places, seeking rest, and finds none. Then he says, I will return to my house from which I came, and when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So shall it be with this wicked generation. Now here's the good news, that there's many tactics that you can use to be spiritually safe in this spiritual war that's going on. We definitely have the complete upper hand as followers of Jesus Christ. So if you're scared or you're worried, pay attention to the rest of this video, because you're about to get the good news that you have the power, and Jesus in us keeps us completely safe. Some tactics to protect yourself from demonic spiritual attack are to stay in the Bible. If you keep your house or your spirit filled with God, then there's nothing for evil to come into when it tries to come there, just like in the last passage that we read. Next is to stay in a lifestyle of prayer. Similar to reading the Bible, you're connected more with God and are less able to be deceived or enticed into anything that's evil. In this act of prayer, you can also plead the blood of Jesus over yourself, put on the whole armor of God referenced in Ephesians 6, ask for God's warring angels and ministering spirits to help you, as well as confront, rebuke, and command these evil spirits to leave in Jesus' name. We have the power over the fallen realm through Jesus. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Worship is another powerful weapon in your spiritual arsenal. The evil realm absolutely hates when people worship God, and they truly flee at the sound of it. Psalm 22:3 tells us that God inhabits the praises of his people, but you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. And now us as believers in Jesus Christ are grafted into that Israel, and so God inhabits our praises when we praise him. A biblical reference of this is the story of David driving away an evil spirit from Saul, 1 Samuel 16:14. But the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and a distressing spirit from the Lord troubled him, 1 Samuel 16:23. And so it was, whenever that spirit from God was upon Saul, that David would take a harp and play it with his hand. Then Saul would become refreshed as well, and the distressing spirit would depart from him. Last but not least, and probably one of the most important aspects in spiritual warfare, is fasting. Jesus said that prayer and fasting is the type of spiritual war that we can do, that only certain demons will be driven out by those acts. Mark 9:29, Jesus says, this kind can come out by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Here's two more spiritual warfare passages, and then we'll look at the absolutely great news, a few Bible verses that tell us we have nothing to fear. God is for us, God is with us, and we are the victors, and truly have nothing to worry about in this spiritual war if you are fully in Christ. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We know Satan is our adversary, and he's prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking who he can devour. But through Christ in us, we have the power, and he flees whenever we are fully submitted to God. Submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4:7. We have the power over the fallen realm through Christ in us, so there's truly nothing to fear. But every person on this earth is a target in the spiritual war. So to stay safe in this, you have to remain close in Christ. Here's a couple more confirming and reassuring verses on our stance in this war and God and his complete protection over our lives. 1 John 5:4, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. In 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you're ever in doubt in the situation and there's a spiritual aspect to it, you need to make sure that you test the spirits and make sure that these spirits or whatever spiritual aspect is going on submits to the truth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. 1 John 4:1-4, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. I'll leave you with a very comforting passage that if you are in Christ, you are completely safe and have nothing to worry about. So make sure that today you are found fully in Christ. Romans 8:37-39, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thanks for watching, and God bless.